This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show, we toss around with our pals from Talk Media News. Justin Duckham is with us now. Hey, Justin, how are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you doing, Kate?
Excellent. So, you know what's interesting? I was reading some quotes from Hillary Clinton where she said something when she was asked about this, and she was told, or I guess she pretty much warned, not to blow off Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders, he doesn't have enough of the delegates, obviously, and we think she's the presumptive nominee, as I've thought all along. But he's made it really, really interesting. So I think she is paying attention, or her people are paying attention, to what's going on with Bernie Sanders. Is that a fair statement? Do you think that they're doing that?
I think it certainly is, and I think Bernie Sanders has really impacted how this race is shaped up, primarily in a lot of the language that's used by the candidates. You know, there is probably not a shred of doubt that Hillary Clinton probably would not have come out against the TPP, nor would she have come out against the Keystone Pipeline, had we not had Bernie Sanders being a major influence in the race. And it would really be at Hillary Clinton's peril to go too hard after Bernie Sanders. He has a very aggressive, very passionate following, people who are certain going to be disappointed if he fails to capture the nomination, which it looks pretty likely at this point. And the Democratic Party at this point really can't alienate those people, particularly considering in order to win the same kind of victory that they won last time around, they really need to duplicate Obama's coalition, and that certainly does include young people. So I believe Clinton probably is going to beat Bernie Sanders eventually. She probably is going to win the nomination, but she's going to have to walk a pretty fine line between how exactly she handles Sanders. She can't really afford to eviscerate him in the process, considering how bad blood could come out of it.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth, isn't it? And how about this CNN org poll that came out? Because people are talking about hypotheticals that Clinton would beat Trump head to head. Is there any reaction to that in Washington?
I mean, absolutely. This is something that people have pointed to for quite some time. A lot of polling has shown that in direct competition, Hillary Clinton does very well against Donald Trump, actually better against Donald Trump than any other GOP candidate on the stage, despite the fact that Trump is really rallying up a lot of support from the Republican voters at large. And in terms of the Washington reaction, Harry Reid, who's a pretty savvy political operator, made a comment about this, noting that it may be a little bit too premature for people to start heralding these results, to start pointing to Hillary Clinton's inevitability if Trump captures the nomination, essentially pointing out something that's, you know, frankly pretty sensible, which is this is a race where none of the predictions that people have made have ultimately come true. In the early days, Donald Trump was certainly trailing Jeb Bush before he pretty much exploded on the media landscape and absolutely dominated him come time of the actual primary races. So in terms of Reid's response, there is a little bit of caution, but there is also a lot of kind of cautious optimism as well from Democratic quarters here in D.C. There's sort of a renewed belief that if Trump is on the ticket, he could be such a dividing force. He could be somebody who could turn off a lot of middle-of-the-road Republicans, considering how bad his negatives are, and could actually pave the way for the Democrats being able to win back the House as well. But again, you know, this has been a very weird, very very messed up race, and it would be a little bit premature to make any kind of prediction considering how wrong, you know, pretty much anybody has been willing to make any bets on this has been.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. How about the White House's reaction to now what's going on in Brussels and this search for this suspect?
Very interesting. We had the White House, of course, saying that they are going to be assisting the European Union in any way possible in order to track down these perpetrators. And beyond that, we've also seen the White House kind of wading into the political fray with this. Yesterday, President Barack Obama was asked about one of the more controversial statements that's come out of this domestically from Ted Cruz, his suggestion that law enforcement agencies should be given the ability to patrol and monitor Muslim neighborhoods. That was something that raised quite a few eyebrows, and the president, who was in his final term and now I guess can kind of talk a little more freely, took a pretty pretty direct swipe against Ted Cruz, essentially saying that he had just left a country where people were fleeing, including Ted Cruz's parents, because of this sort of authoritarian patrol system. So a very calculated, very kind of devastating swipe against Ted Cruz coming from the president. And at large, you know, the response to this is still developing. You know, we still have intelligence agencies over here pushing for it. And also on the political side, sort of in relation to that, we had Hillary Clinton entering the fray yesterday, speaking to Silicon Valley and essentially calling for an intelligence surge, calling for the tech industry to, you know, lend their abilities to this to help law enforcement when it comes to this matter, sort of a different route than the FBI under Obama has taken when it comes to Silicon Valley types, sort of trying to catch them with honey, trying to get volunteer participation instead of the simple kind of request from the FBI to open up a back door on their technology and whatnot.
Yeah, get them to volunteer. So that's interesting stuff. We'll keep an eye on that. And then the president is going to meet with the Chinese president at the nuclear summit. How significant is this?
This, of course, is, you know, always significant when we get to these kind of issues. This is going to be coming with a pretty big global backdrop, and it's also going to be coming as we have some pretty heated rhetoric when it comes to U.S. energy policy. We know, of course, that there is a lot of talk right now over how exactly the EPA is going to be proceeding. There's been certainly a lot of controversy this election cycle over nuclear nonproliferation, over with the Iran deal, with nuclear power in general, since that's become kind of a hot-button primary issue against Bernie Sanders and others for certain states. So anytime we have, you know, the leaders of the world's two largest economies talking about nuclear power, that's always going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what about the latest with the Supreme Court nominee? We're not seeing any movement on Garland, are we? Do we expect anything to happen?
No movement with Garland. Today is, today was the last day that Garland was going to be on the Hill to meet with lawmakers. You know, this was kind of his final day of making that swing. And it looks like we haven't really seen any movement in terms of him getting a hearing. We had Biden appearing today at Georgetown Law, making a very passionate, sort of plea for Republicans to essentially bring balance and sanity back to the Senate by holding these hearings and moving forward like a typical, you know, sort of nomination process would be expected to, but we haven't really seen any movement from Mitch McConnell or any of the other types who are, you know, kind of the ones in charge of this, who are going to pretty much essentially have to yield. Garland's nomination is going to be moving forward. So expect a lot of politics on this, but not much movement.
Yeah. Is there anything else that's buzzing about the Capitol that we've missed that seems to be obviously the politics of what's going on with the Republicans and the Democrats? We talked about that as this keeps marching forward and getting closer now, 4 months away from really the conventions. But is there anything else buzzing on the Hill?
You know, I would point to Paul Ryan's speech that he gave yesterday.
This was
something that, you know, frankly, was very interesting. He really avoided naming Donald Trump by name, but gave a speech that was absolutely directed to the Republican frontrunner, if you look at it carefully. And just the fact that we have the Speaker of the House, the most powerful elected Republican in the country, essentially, you know, scheduling a huge, you know, newsworthy speech that got a lot of attention over here yesterday, that really just says, you know, it speaks volumes about how bizarre this election season has become. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, his speech for civility, but it goes much deeper than that. It actually highlights a, you know, pretty confused party at this point, especially considering we are seeing so many people within the Republican establishment essentially consolidating around Ted Cruz.
That's crazy. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate. You have a good one.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me tell you, and it narrows, and we know that, right? We've been talking about this all along, and that conversation with Justin kind of scattershooting a couple different directions as to what's going on in Washington, D.C., and every day is a Trump day, isn't it? There is nowhere you can go on this planet and not have some opinion about Donald Trump. I mean, honestly, whether you feel like it's nails on a chalkboard or you completely embrace Donald Trump, he is somebody who elicits a lot of reaction. And, you know, I had somebody say this to me just the other day. If you're not getting under, they honestly said this, if you're not in some way shaking it up, getting under somebody's skin, then you're not doing your job. You're not doing a good enough job. Which could apply in the conversation I had to a couple different areas was their point. So Trump, the main attraction about Trump is the fact that at the very beginning of last June, most people thought he wasn't in it for the long haul, but apparently I found with the course of a couple of last couple of months, a few conversations, that he all along was serious about jumping in and winning the election, winning the nomination, winning the election, that it never was a joke. It never was to make a point. It never was ego-driven at all. So now you have this feud between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz over their spouses, and that's the sidebar story. Cruz calling Trump a sniveling coward for threatening his wife, Heidi, on Twitter. And it's really gotten much more intense, a little bit sharper. Let's put it this way. And he went after him in a couple of different areas. In fact, he sharpened attacks on his credentials by linking Trump to New York politicians Elliot Spitzer and Anthony Weiner, who, of course, are discredited for same reasons. Let's just say junk got them in trouble. So Cruz continued bashing Trump for making his wife the target of the social media barbs. This is what Donald Trump said. I didn't see the fight with Lion Ted Cruz over the GQ cover pick of Melania. He did. He knew the PAC was putting it out, hence Lion Ted. Wow, the hostility, the rage, you can feel it. Now, Cruz denied having anything to do with an image which was part of an attack by an anti-Trump super PAC, Make America Awesome. And it said basically, you know, Cruz said in a post on Twitter, Donald, real men don't attack women. Your wife is lovely, and Heidi is the love of my life. So, there you go. I think it's just going to get hotter in the next couple of days. Or maybe because it's a holiday weekend, there's a little bit of a white flag. Let's put it that way. It just adds to the circus that is, right? A couple of other quick things, including ISIS training 400 fighters to attack Europe, because with the terror in Brussels, and we've seen all kinds of images now, one of the little messages coming out of the Pentagon, or at least from my source in the Pentagon, is that ISIS has trained these fighters, which we knew, to target Europe in this wave of attacks, deploying terror cells like the ones that smashed into Brussels and Paris, with orders to choose the time, place, and method for the maximum amount of carnage damage they can do to human beings. The biggest break in the Paris attack investigation, the arrest on Friday of the fugitive Abdelassam, didn't stop the attack 4 days later on the Belgian capital airport and the metro, which we know left 31 people dead and 270 wounded. Bad news. So after fleeing Paris after the November attacks, this terrorist forged a new network back in his neighborhood, his childhood neighborhood, which is known for being a haven of jihadis. So, you know, here's my question. If the Belgian authorities know that, they can't do something to break that up. Hey, this is the hornet's nest. This is where we know for sure there's terrorism training going on. This is thriving. It's bustling with activity. Shut it down. Blow it up. Run over it with the tank, whatever. If you're saying flat out, listen, we know that this is the honeypot. This is where it is. I mean, give me a break. Can't they do that? Is that naive on my part? I would think there would be some way to smoke some of this out. Is there not anybody who can infiltrate some of the neighborhoods? That's the idea, undercover. Somebody who's phenomenal that can get in there and break that up. Could that have been broken up before it ended in disaster? And it's the disaster you can't take back. It's the innocent people who are the casualties of this sick, sadistic, twisted war on humanity. That's going nowhere fast. So of course, it's scary. You want to put a number on it. 500 more. And where are they going to resurface? Specifically for external attacks. 5,000 Europeans have gone to Syria. The answer is, what we keep hearing is from one of the senators in France, the co-head of the commission tracking jihadi networks, that the reality is, if we knew how many there were, it wouldn't be happening. But what I'm saying is that they know a neighborhood is particularly ripe for growing these jihadists. Why can't they do something about it? Why can't they fight it? And so, of course, the fighters include Muslims and Muslim converts from all over Europe. Some were jailed after leaving ISIS, while others were kicked out of the terror group. So I think the game plan has to be identify, identify, and shoot to kill. Pull it off. Figure it out. To me, when you say, we know this is where it's coming from, this is how many we're talking about, I mean, come on. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Now, this isn't our deal in Brussels, but what is the government there doing? I mean, let's just let them spread around the world. I mean, come on. Is it just me? Are we looking for a few key infrastructure spots in the United States? You know, it's like, think of Al-Qaeda declaring war in the mid-90s. Now we're talking about this grind that's become ISIS. I mean, I can't believe that the Belgians haven't flipped every house in that neighborhood, in Molenbeek, and that's the neighborhood. Why wouldn't you do that? So, of course, if you bring them in there, they start to bite you. What do you think's going to happen? If I am running that country, if I'm one of the senators from that country, I am all over this. I am in everyone's face. Sorry. Don't like it? I have taken off my politically correct gloves. We know this is a problem. Flip the houses. Flip the houses. You gave the refugees asylum, and look what's happening. Their leaders are clearly inept idiots. And it's something we certainly don't want to see. Harsh words, but this is what it is. We've had too many of these conversations on America Tonight. We've talked to so many terror experts, and it all comes back to the same thing. Let them thrive and survive, and
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
She kissed me like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
So as I said, this is kind of my bag of what you might not have heard. It got lost in everything else, the noise out there. And, of course, a lot of the noise has to do with what we're seeing in the delegate counts, because that matters. Who's going to win the Republican nomination? Who's going to bag the Democratic nomination? How does this come out down the stretch? Who are the two left standing for the presidential debates? The Dems and the Republicans. Well, we know Hillary Clinton, unless she gets taken down by the whole email kerfluncle. And Donald Trump, right? I mean, how does Cruz knock off Trump? How does Kasich knock off Trump? It doesn't make sense numbers-wise. And call me crazy from a kid that added on her fingers when she was three, but I add up the numbers, and they just don't add up in any other direction. All right, so here's a couple of quick things. On the hard side, some hard hits. Korea, what are they doing in Korea? It's more than personal, but it's been that way with Kim Jong-un. I mean, what is Kim Jong-un but a chop and a chip and an apple off the old rotten poisonous tree, meaning his father, right? So, of course, there's military tension on the Korean Peninsula. And, of course, it's personal. For the North Korean leader, that meant overseeing a long-range artillery drill, simulating a strike on the offices and residences of his counterpart in South Korea. Meanwhile, the South Korean leader accuses Kim Jong-un of leading his country down a path of self-destruction. Well, no kidding. Saying it was time for a regime change in Pyongyang. That's not happening unless somehow he's physically extracted from that position. I mean, the tension has really been building, though, if you're paying attention to this. This is the fourth nuclear test. Did you know that? Since January. Fourth nuclear test. Satellite rocket launched a month later. Think about that in January where they had the first one. I mean, they are upping the rhetoric, the saber rattling, the game playing like nobody's business. Seriously. They say, this is how it was described. Artillery shells flew like lightning and intensely and fiercely struck targets, simulating the rebel governing bodies in Seoul. Really? Great. What if, I mean, is it possible? Just stretch your brain for a second. Can you imagine if the North moved on the South? What happens then? What does China do? China has to jump in on the South. I don't see how they don't. Because you know what? They don't have to. But Pyongyang's main ally, China, has now imposed its harshest sanctions to date over the North's nuclear weapons program. So they don't care. And that's shocking, because having China's support means something to North Korea. I mean, maybe he's lost his mind. I don't know. Why is he poking the hibernating bear? Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. All right, in the meantime, let's move to another hard hit quickly. How about this Arkansas state judge sentenced to 10 years for accepting bribes? A few of you actually sent me some emails about that. Michael Maggio, a former state district judge, got a plea deal in 2015. He admitted to receiving the bribes to reduce a $5.2 million judgment in a civil negligence case against a nursing home. So sad and pathetic. But he got his due, so the judge now behind bars. Yep, lock them up. You can't do that, right? Then there is this crazy story. How about the JetBlue attendant who dumped cocaine and dashed, finally getting picked up in New York? It is true. This JetBlue flight attendant was a former sprinter, by the way. So saying they dashed was pretty true. 6 days after she dropped a bag containing 70 pounds of coke in Los Angeles. Wow. I mean, is that tempting fate or what? I think I can get away with this. Marsha Reynolds was charged with possession of coke and intent to distribute. She was released on $500,000 bail. Prosecutors say they were searching for an unidentified co-conspirator involved in the case, but there weren't a lot of details. So this JetBlue employee was a college sprinter and a former beauty pageant contestant, randomly selected for additional screening on Friday at LA's Terminal 4. She had two carry-on bags and a large purse. The TSA employee told an FBI agent that she made a phone call, spoke in a foreign language. She was escorted to a screening area. She dumped her luggage, took off her shoes, and then literally ran out of the terminal. I'm not kidding you. So, of course, the TSA worker couldn't pursue her because he had to secure the luggage. It had 11 packages of coke, weighing a total of almost 70 pounds. That is fate. The reason she got searched, the random search, was because of the scumbags in Brussels, because security was ratcheted up, so people were randomly being selected. That's why she was selected. I mean, that was a random thing. It wasn't that they saw anything And she's a flight attendant, so it wasn't that they saw anything odd. It was just like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay, we're picking you. How crazy is that? That is bad news, man. I just think it's wild that she threw off her shoes and sprinted. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, I'm watching a movie that was made in a time machine, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Really? Tell me.
It's called Our Brand is Crisis.
Oh, I've seen that movie. It's great. Sandra Bullock.
Right? Could you just not put Trump in the...
totally.
Trump in the,
yes.
People have, if you want to understand what's going on in America right now, watch the movie Our Brand is Crisis. That's all. You're going to not gonna believe all the parallels and it's almost like watching Wag the Dog back when...
I love Wag the Dog, too, yeah.
Yeah, but this is, all about, how negative campaigning gets out of hand. Even if the guy that's running for president doesn't want it, you know, his people can force it on him. I mean, just look at what happened with the things with the wives, you know. Probably, you know... Trump and Cruz didn't want to talk about each other's wives, but some little lieutenant out there said, if we start it, then the other guy will have to respond, right?
Right.
And that's what they did, you know, because, I mean, no pack is going to come out with something that cheap, you know, like they did about Trump's wife. Especially when your candidate is you know, a very conservative, religious guy like Cruz.
Right.
And it was done to instigate the little back and forth, you know, hoping that they can throw the campaign off the rails for Trump. You know what I mean? They just want him to lose it. That's just the only chance they've had for a long time now is for him to psychologically lose it, you know. And the people in America would have to go, well, you know, can't vote for him. He just had some sort of attack or something. That's the only chance because, as you know, the numbers just don't add up for anybody else except Trump. And, it's gonna happen in California. If you look at the numbers, I can imagine Trump standing right next to the wall, you know, putting the first brick down right there, you know, cause, I mean, whoever wins California, that's like 150 delegates or something like that. A whole bunch.
Exactly.
And that would be what a hoot that would be. Oh, man.
That would be crazy, but, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I just say, let's recommend everybody that they watch that movie because it is...
I agree.
It is perfect for what's happening now. And that's all I wanted. I had to call. I wasn't going to call you. I was a little tired. But when I started watching this movie, which is
beautiful,
now, I'm going, man, you know, some of the lines you already, they're quoting. They that movie was made last year, and they're quoting people this year.
I know. It's insane. I agree.
So, I'll say it again. Our Brand is Crisis. It was Sandra Bullock. Great movie, and it's about happening right now.
Oh, yeah. Watch it. I'm so glad you called, Tomas. He's right. I saw that maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I thought it was just so funny. And I think it's because of the whole political thing. And he also gave you a throwback movie, because that's a real throwback movie. I want to say that was 90s Wag the Dog. Dustin Hoffman was in it. That's a good one to rent, too. It probably cost you $1.50, I don't know, $2 to stream that. But that's really, really good. All right, hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Once again, the mailbag is full. Hope you're all healthy out there. Man, it's flu season. I see the flu bug is starting to fly around me. I hope I don't give you the flu. Anyway, I don't think I can through the miracle of the microphone and radio. So let's head to the mailbag here on America Tonight.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is Vanessa. Vanessa says, Kate, I am listening to you for the last couple of months. A friend of mine told me about your show. I have to say I really enjoy it. I know that you've often said, do you have a daily salute? And I wanted to tell you about Mary, who's a little girl that lives down the street from me. She's 10 years old. And her mother got cancer, survived cancer, but really went through just a torturous run with it. Throughout the entire time, Mary was such a good kid, did anything she could, as you would expect, to help her mom. But because of what she saw, she started raising money for cancer research. And she does it through selling lemonade. She does it through selling homemade cookies. And everybody in the neighborhood comes by and buys them. She does it a couple of times a week. And she's raised about $6,000 in the course of 8 months. Woohoo! I wish you told us her last name, but hats off. I hope you're listening to this and tell her to keep it up and how wonderful she is. And thank goodness, sounds like her mother has waged the war. And boy, what a tough thing for a kid to go through. And look what she learns from that and is trying to help other people. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Mac. Kate, it's been a while. I used to email you all the time. I think it's outrageous what's happened in Brussels. I heard you talking about it. And now they've got this manhunt, these five terrorists that have been identified, a couple of them still on the run. And sure, they're involved in what happened with Paris. I guess we shouldn't be surprised by this. Well thought out plans. This is what these cockroaches, as you say, are doing in apartments all over the place. And I think it's very, very scary, especially when they send out smoke signals or social media markers that we should expect worse things to happen. How do you, I agree with you, snuff out someone's life that way? Yeah, 31 people, 270 were injured, and two were involved in the, so of the five terrorists, three are dead, two unknown, two that were involved in the bombing of the train near the metro station. One of them has been identified as Khalid Barokia, who died in that suicide attack. And on Thursday, they were saying that they believe a second unnamed person was also involved. They don't know where he is, but they're trying to find that other person. And so, you know, they're not going to get any info from Salam Abdesalam, the suspect in the Paris attacks, who used a Brussels apartment rented by one of the guys that was killed as a hideout before his capture, you know, last week. And, you know, he's not cooperating with police. He says he wants out of Belgium and he wants to be extradited to France as soon as possible. Yeah, good luck with that. You know, should people worry? I think, yes, people should worry in a sense. Somebody asked me that. Because where's the next hit? If the one guy is still loose, have they pre-plotted something, which they did here, obviously, between Paris and Brussels? What else is on the map? What else have they done? Nobody's given them up. Boy, oh boy. And it seems to spread in families. There's a lot of conversation about brothers. I was watching a show about that the other day, and they were talking about the fact that this seems to be that this goes along bloodlines, where you have somebody who becomes radicalized and their brother wants to do the same thing, and we see different examples of that. Certainly we saw that in the bombing, in the Boston bombing, if you remember, but just awful stuff. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Ren. I like that name. Listening to you in Sarasota, of course. We have a band of people in Sarasota. I have to mention it's almost tax time, and I was wondering if you had any great tax tips. Yeah, pay them. Don't get into trouble with the IRS, because it'd be just a nightmare. Tax tips. You know what? The whole tax monster, it doesn't matter if you're owed money, if you totally are really good about keeping your books. Nobody likes to deal with taxes. So here's the scoop. I learned my big lesson, and here's what you do when you come through tax season this time around. Just really I have a notebook. You just get one of those composition notebooks. You know, I'm not an accountant, by the way. Just get a composition notebook and go through and write down what you're spending. Like, write down what you're spending. If you have a business, which I'm assuming that's why you're asking me that question, I'll just assume. If you have a business and you're not working for someone, getting the two-week checks and paying the taxes that way, make sure you do the quarterly thing, but really just keep track of everything. Because you probably have expenses you could write off, and this is what happens. I guarantee I've lost tons of money by thinking I had everything written off, and I didn't. And I'm no dumb cookie. I think of myself as smart, but I've learned to do that. Just write the thing down at the end of the day. Boom, 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 boom. Here's what happened. I went and got an ink cartridge for $60 because, you know, it's outrageous. Whatever it is, boom, put it all down. That's my 2 cents. And just start doing that and then have a system. Systems, systems, systems. I used to poo-poo that. It's all about systems. All right, so I move from my accountant role, which I am not, to our next question. And this one is from, or thought, and this one is from Bill. Kate, I know you're doing the March Madness thing. You're paying attention to what's happening. Do you think it's much more interesting this year than it's been before? Or do we just have a lot of Cinderella upsets in the beginning, and so that makes people think that it was more interesting? I think it's always interesting because it's a one-and-done thing. So there's always a chance that the Goliath can go down. And let's face it, at least the majority of us, not all of us, but like the idea of the underdog, because how many of us feel like we're underdogs? And when you have a team that's not supposed to knock off a giant team with lots of resources and great players, it's always a good thing. I mean, it's always a cool thing to watch that storyline. But you still have all your top seeds around. Michigan State was the biggest shocker. The fact that they were beating my Middle Tennessee State, and I say bravo for that. And, yeah, so I think it's interesting, but I like March Madness. In fact, I would say March Madness kind of got me even more interested in sports. I'm the three-headed monster. Politics, because I think we need to be involved. Politics, sports, and business. Those are the things that really fuel me, that get me interested in what's happening, what's innovative, where are we going, what are we missing, what's falling through the cracks. So my underdog team would be Miami. However, I am rooting for Villanova. But if Miami beat Villanova, that'd be huge for them to get into the Elite Eight. Okay, let's take another one. This one is from Jake in Austin, who frequently emails us. Kate, did you see that story about Aaron Rodgers and saying that he had seen a UFO? I thought it was a joke at first, but he believes he saw a UFO. I did see that. I don't know how this story came out, but he swears that he saw one, and he has details about his experience. I mean, he was actually on Peter Holmes' You Made It Weird, right? It's a podcast. And he shared the story. He said he was on the East Coast for a pre-draft interview, and it was 2005. He was in New York, New Jersey, and his buddies heard a siren outside. When they looked out to see what was up, they were stunned. He explained it. He said it was a large orange left-to-right moving object, and because of the overcast nature of the night and the snow, you couldn't make it out, is what he's saying. It was behind the clouds we were seeing. It was definitely large, moving from right to left. It was. The brothers saw it. They saw the same thing, and they were like, what was that? If you know anything about UFO sightings, if you've done some research, a lot of times a couple of things are connected. One is the presence of fighter jets, and two, there's a lot of sightings around the nuclear power plants. So the alarm we heard was from 30 miles out of a nuclear power plant that had an alarm that went off. Wow, that, you know what, it is creepy to hear Aaron Rodgers say that, because he's telling it very matter of fact. There were other people involved. There were other people that were there. So that means it wasn't just him. There were buddies there that can verify that, yeah, that's what we saw. So it's not a made up story, in other words. That's a whole nother show, isn't it? And we have had people on to talk about that. If you have had a UFO sighting, please email us, americatonight.net. All right, hang through. Coming up, much more coming your way on the show.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.